T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Or real bub rub.
We're not sure.
Do you
sure.
have that up? We're not sure if it, but let's play the song that he did, that he sung on this show.
Well, let me hear one of your
So
bars.
Let me hear a note then. Yeah, if you're a singer, then you better be good, bub rub.
Check this out. I wrote this from the top of my head. Just hear it out before you judge.
Okay.
And this is to all the fans out there. It goes, I don't go to church on Sunday. No, I don't. I don't fall on my knees and pray. No, I don't. Don't. I might don't read my Bible, but I praise my Lord every day. I praise my Lord every day. I praise my Lord every day. He's okay. See, I ain't got to ask him no questions. No, I don't. Because he ain't going to tell me no lies, no lies. But if you listen to my story, you see, I'm trying to testify. I don't want to die. He helps me on my journey. See, I ain't ready for that. That's not somebody.
I don't know if you're bub rub or not, but this is the most incredible segment in the history of 95.7 The Game.
I had to tell.
All right, let's bring in the legend, Pam Moore. We weren't going to get her on that week to talk about the whistle tips, but bigger news drop. Pam Moore, of course, been with Crown 4 since 1991. Our television sets will not be the same once she steps away from the Acres. I'm dead serious, Pam. We had to get you on. We got a bevy of questions for you. Pam, first of all, good morning and
good
congratulations.
Good to you and Chasky. I mean, thank you so much for asking me to be on the show. You know I'm not a morning person because I've worked nights for 32 years.
Oh, yeah.
You're a legend.
But I'm so happy to be able to talk to you this morning. Thank you for asking me on.
It's long overdue. I know we share texts. It's long overdue. 32 years at Crown 4. You've been in our television sets for so many years. I was lucky enough to meet you in Boston back in 2014 with the great Barbara Rogers and my boy Evan Barnes.
Yes.
And it's one of my favorite photos ever. I'll share it with the crowds out there. And I was like, Pam Moore, you're looking at me like, who the hell is this little young whippersnapper?
I remember how you used to come into the station and do, you know, analysis with Gary. And
yep.
Yeah, we have some tenure behind our relationship, Monte.
Oh, absolutely, Pam. So why the Bay Area? Why'd you settle here? Because you worked in all type of markets, Detroit, Dallas, Louisville, L.A., Boston.
When I got the job offer here, I was working in Boston at the time, and I wasn't planning. I knew I wasn't going to stay in Boston. And when I got the job offer here and came to the Bay Area, I felt like I was home. You know, sometimes you find that a place feels like it's the right place, and this certainly has been that for me.
Yeah, you know, you look back at a career, and everybody wants to go to all the great things and whatnot, but, like, they never see the struggle behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Me and B talk about this, like, early going on this show, we were ready to kill each other. We loved each other. We were trying really hard, but we were failing, like, failing miserably, right? And so was there ever a moment or a period of time where you doubted yourself? Because 32 years, you had to have some ups and downs. No?
Oh, my gosh. I doubted myself many times all throughout the 32 years. There's all kinds of times when you doubt yourself. You're like, oh, gosh, I could have done that better. different mistakes that I've made. I've grown. This Bay Area has allowed me to grow through those mistakes and through those growing pains that all of us experience at work or in your personal life. It's just a part of, and that's why when you find a place that feels like home and you feel nurtured in that place, you want to stay. And I got lucky. I really did, because, you know, a lot of people don't get a chance to work in one place for that long and still love it. And so making the decision to step away was not an easy one. But I'm just also looking forward to the next phase of my life, still here in the Bay Area. And I'm hoping it will unfold just as wonderfully.
You know, Pam, it's interesting. I mean, I know not as much as you at all when it comes to, like, the media thing. I just, me and B watched you every single night, you know? And I think of just, I call the luminaries on television when we were growing up. Dennis Richmond, yourself.
Absolutely.
Gary Radnich, you know
Pete
what I mean?
Wilson.
There's so many different ones over the years. And, like, behind the scenes, did you ever think about jumping ship? Because being with one company for that long, I'm sure some of the other companies in the market were trying to lure you away. Maybe other regions trying to lure you away. We know the affiliation kind of went away for Kron at one point. Like, did you ever get the temptation to bounce?
I did not. And I know that sounds like, oh, come on, Pam, be honest. I'm being honest. I did not. Now, I'm going to tell you, there were a lot of ups and downs because the station originally was owned by a local family for so many years from its inception. And then when the family sold it, we've had a number of different owners, like maybe even four or five people, companies have owned Kron since the original owners had it for decades. And that was tough. We had some really tough periods. One time it was a company that wasn't local, several times, companies that weren't here, people who weren't here and didn't know the Bay Area, yet they wanted to craft a newscast and craft a station that wasn't who this region of people is, you know, to create something that was maybe more cookie cutter, to slash, you know, everybody, all the stations have dealt with layoffs and things like that. So there have been some lean years for sure. But I just, you know, once you find a place that worked, it worked for me. I was very fortunate. And I don't take that for granted, through the ups and the downs, because you're going to get that wherever you are. So I managed to just, you know, survive and get to this point where I can look back and say, boy, this has been a great run for me.
No, it has been. Pam Moore here on The Morning Rush on 95.7. The game will still be part of Kron 4, but is going to step away from the anchor desk after 32 years. And we got to ask you about Uncle Gary. Did you ever think about jumping into sports? Because I know you're a Michigan Wolverine. They love their sports up there in Ann Arbor. You're from Detroit. Did you ever think about jumping into sports or leaving the news desk at all?
I never thought about jumping into sports, but I always enjoyed talking with Gary. Was the best part of the newscast when we would get to the sports department. You know, because then during Gary's reign, the sports was kind of different on local newscasts than it is now. You know, he had a lot of time to talk and banter and play and make jokes. And was such a big personality. Gary, I always say, was like a bad big brother to me. We would fight on air, off air. And I just love him. He really added to who we were at Kron during his tenure. Yep. He became so much a part. His personality was so much a part of our identity. And from him and Pete Wilson, who I started with him, he had a great start. And it's gone, for me, has become the same to work now with the crew that I'm with Ken and Lawrence and, you know, Vicky and Grant and Jason. We have a great relationship, and I think people can see that in their own way when they watch a newscast, whether people really care about and enjoy one another. And I couldn't have been luckier in that regard.
What's the thing that you take the most pride in? As you look back and you're kind of soaking everything in, I mean, we're teasing around with the bub rub thing, and I know that's probably virally funny. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, for real, when you look back on it, like, what are the things, there's probably many, but what are some of the seminal things that you're like, man, I'm glad I'm being remembered for X, Y, and Z?
Oh, man. That's a great question. I've had, you know, doing the news in a local market, you build a relationship with your neighbors. You know, this is my community, too. I'm telling stories that are affecting me and my loved ones. And I think that people would feel that they could trust me, that I was trying to be honest about everything, all the time. Some of the profiles that I've been able to do and will fortunately be able to continue to do on people that I've met and interviewed. There's so many things that I can't necessarily pick out one story or one event, but it's been a fascinating opportunity. I tell you, on the bub rep thing, more people, all I did was introduce that story. I was the reporter. I have had more people over the years create memes and include me. All I did was throw it to the story. That bub rep story has just taken off. It has a life of its own. It's hilarious how that took off. And
we don't know if
it's been a lot of fun.
Pam, we don't know if we were duped, if that was the real Bub Rub or not, but did you hear that song coming in?
I did. Whoever that was has a great voice.
Feel me?
That was so cool. I don't know who that was. I don't know what happened to Bub Rub and Little Sis. Remember Little
Yes.
Sis?
Yeah,
Little
Oh, yeah.
Sis.
Oh, yeah.
We remember
How about
Little
when,
Sis.
No, the best is at the end of the clip when the car's driving away and almost whaps about six cars and then blows the stop sign.
That story has had a life of its own ever since. And people just love that story. And again, all I did was introduce it, but I got looped into his celebrity.
Hey, Pam, you know what's funny is like the people that love you, you know, it really does. I know you because you're just a normal person. Like, I know it means a lot to me and B when people come and go, hey, I listen, I really appreciate and all that stuff. But then there's the other side of it. There's the navigation of the haters, okay? And back in the day, it was phone calls and emails right. or facts or letters or whatever. Now it's obviously the social media era. What would you give, like, as a recommendation, if this was a class of young journalists, how do you navigate the haters?
Well, I don't I'm not really on social media. I mean, I check it through either friends will say, hey, this has happened, people are saying this, people are saying that, but I don't live on social media. Yeah. And that's what I would tell anybody, for your mental health, for because there's always going to be somebody who's not going to like, you know, I think, let me say it this way, I can take any criticism, observations that are sent, that are said, that really offer to augment and make me a better person, a better reporter, a better whatever. All of us can take and deserve some kind of observation, somebody who helps you be better. But the haters, I don't want to hear that because it doesn't add to my life. And I think that's the main thing that I would tell young people is kind of be discerning about how much of that you consume because it can be more detrimental to your growth than helpful. And I just don't do social media that much. I know that's not the best thing to say.
Right. No.
So
it's real.
I do have to say that because my friends have been sharing and the station has been sharing with me all of the wonderful comments from, you know, the people in our area, in our community who've been watching me, some when they were little, probably like you, when they were just little kids. And I can't tell you what that means to me. Now, that has been overwhelming to just hear so many wonderful comments, and that means a great deal to me. So,
no doubt. I mean, you eat for free. I have a saying that you eat for free here in the Bay Area because you are a legend, and it gets overwhelming with the love or whatnot. But I think you're really great at your job, and we grew up with you, and that's all we know. Pam Moore, my girlfriend's from Belarus, and her grandmother is 86 years old, and all she does is watch Crown 4. So when you announce your retirement, no
doubt.
Joke.
He
she
said knows, this just the other day behind the scenes to me.
Yeah, so she loves it. By the way, Jason Dumas, what do you think about we've had Dumas in studio. We love Jason Dumas. He is something else, huh?
I love Jason. I feel like he's a little brother to me. He's really growing and has so much more growth to do. I think he's going to Wow, I think Jason's going to really take off. I mean that. He's got quite a future. Even when I think about Gary, and again, that was a different time, you know, in terms of big personalities on television. And of course, Gary was on radio. You guys, I don't know if you remember Johnny the Gout Man.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
And so the sports guys don't have as much leeway to show all of that. But it seeps through with Jason, and he manages to show that personality, and he has some really great observations about sports, I think, his analysis, too. So I think he's got a really bright future, and he's still a young guy. So.
What's changed the most from 91 to where we are now in terms of just behind the scenes, maybe the presentation, the industry as a whole? Like, clearly it's changed a lot, right? And I know the old timers, the past was always better. I don't know. Maybe you think now is better. I don't know. But what's changed the most, you think?
The technology. Yep. The technology has affected everything, how we cover the news. Instead of being sent somewhere, now they just, you know, get a reporter on satellite to tell a story. It's just the technology has changed. Like, it has changed all of our lives in so many different ways. It's changed the newsroom, too. But the other thing that has stayed the same, pretty constant, I think, in local news, is that the connection that the people in the newsroom, on the air, make with the people in the community. And that still matters, just like you guys are making a connection with the people in our community. Right. people still like that. You know, that means something to folks. And that's nothing to be taken lightly. That's that relationship between your listeners, between my viewers, that is crucial to, you know, being real and being what we should be in terms of giving back to our, serving our community. That's the way I look at it.
You know, Pam, you're great at what you're doing. Are you? Do you feel blessed that you didn't have to try to come up in his game through the social media area? Because it is tough doing the social media stuff with somebody.
I'm telling you. It is tough, and that's why, you know, you asked about what to tell young journalists, is not to focus on that, on that, not to be driven, not to drive, let social media comments drive your career. Even the good comments, you have to, you know, take everything with, I don't want to say a grain of salt, but and keep things in balance. I think that's the most important thing.
All right, Pam.
But it's hard to be under the scrutiny of everybody, people you've never even met making comments about this or that or how you handled this or that. All the time.
Yeah, well, trust me, Bartha got to work with his biggest hater.
Yeah,
me,
I know.
You know
yeah,
I mean?
He is my biggest hater.
Him every
and
minute
we've got
I
the YouTube
get.
Chat, they're pro Shasky, they're anti Bonte.
Yeah, you know.
We got the Comcast business text line, they're texting stuff. It's all over the place,
hey,
Pam.
Pam, I don't know enough about you, though. Before you get on out of here, can we rat a tat tat some fun things real quick?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Yeah. Favorite movie? What's your favorite movie?
I love movies. I have too many.
A couple.
Godfather.
Okay.
Oh, I like
Ooh.
That.
Pam, favorite musician?
All right.
I like a group called Maze.
Okay. Mm. All right. What's your favorite restaurant here in the Bay Area or around the world?
Ooh, so many restaurants. You're not gonna nail me on that one.
Well, what kind of cuisine do you like?
What kind of what?
Cuisine.
Favorite course or favorite meal?
Yeah.
Italian.
Mm. Oh, Italian. Interesting. Mm. Godfather, Italian.
Yeah.
Wow.
Online shopping.
It's all starting to make sense.
Online shopping, or you got to go walk around, you know, and touch the material?
Wait, hold on. It's Pam Moore. She can't go around. Paparazzi's around. She's got to do the online shopping,
come
right?
Come on. No. That's nothing. I don't have to worry about any paparazzi, believe me. I'm just a part of this community. I like to shop in person because then you don't have to send it back if you don't like it. You can just. But I'm not a big online shopper. Most of my girlfriends are, and so they're trying to lure me into, this is so much easier, Pam. But I used to enjoy just going in, strolling through the store.
Who's
not
somebody
so much that anymore.
Wow. Who's somebody from outside media that you admire?
You mean as a somebody in my personal circle?
Yeah. Or who's maybe who did you look up to?
Yeah.
Who did you look up to?
Inspiration.
What inspired
like
you
that.
To get into this business?
My dad, when I was growing up, you know, he was an avid reader. He always read, you know, newspapers were big. We had two dailies that would come all the time, and he read them from front to back. And when I was growing up, I was very curious about that. And then as I got older and I started reading the newspaper, which, of course, now people would be reading online, but we would debate and argue about issues, and then I was very active in community organizations growing up in Detroit, and then it just kind of rolled from there. I would do things at church that would be in front of the, you know, the congregation, so that helped build my confidence as a kid in terms of being in front of people. All of those things combined when I was growing up in Detroit really contributed to me wanting to be a part of news, particularly working in the community with community organizations.
If you weren't doing the news, what could you envision yourself doing?
Wow. You're good.
See? There's a reason I'm the backbone to this show.
Oh, my
and he's
God.
The face.
See, Pam. See, here you go, Pam.
Oh, gosh. Wow. I'm good. Let me see. When I was young, I used to think I'd be a social worker before I got into news. I thought I'd be a social worker, you know, working in Detroit. Right. I grew up with Motown, but I couldn't sing. I thought, oh, if I could sing, I'd be in, you know, Motown. But I got into news early. I got interested in news early. So it's been a constant for me.
Well, you do a lot of things in the community. I want you to speak about that because I met you at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention.
Right,
I know Barbara Rogers is here in the Bay Area National Association of Black Journalists. Of course, so kind of talk about some
group.
Of the things. I know you did some work with breast cancer or whatnot. So kind of touch on some of those things, Pam, that you did in the community.
Well, the group that I probably devote most of my time off air to is EOIDC, the East Oakland Youth Development Center. And I have we have a summer program, and I've always, every summer, tried to take kids on field trips and whatnot when we hit the pandemic. That had to, of course, weren't able to do that. So we're starting back up. And I always start every summer program with taking a group of middle schoolers over to Marcus Books in Oakland, which is a historic black bookstore on the West Coast, actually,
right.
And buy everybody a book. And then they have to write a book report over the summer. And then I take them somewhere for lunch. And then we give out book awards on the best book reports. And so we've been to many restaurants. Like last year we went to Matt Horn's Barbecue.
Ooh, yeah.
And they take the kids, and I have the owner come and talk to the kids about, you know, running a business and give them a tour. And so I do a lot. I try to do work with the EOYDC. But I've also volunteered for other things. And you mentioned breast cancer. That was our Friends of Faith group that many of the women here in the Bay Area and media were involved in, a group named after Faith Fancher, who worked at KTVU. She was a reporter who was diagnosed with breast cancer. So we worked, that organization existed for 20 years, raised money for low-income breast cancer survivors. And the rest is kind of like doing MC work and whatnot, which I'm sure both of you, you know, get out in the community, just being at events, participating and supporting other organizations like Girls Inc. and you know, the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, just a number of other, you know, organizations that over the years I've been, you know, a part of, their programs or their events.
You know, Pam, I, on behalf of everybody in the Bay Area, we love you. Thank you. I judge people by how they treat people out in the real world when no one's looking. And for, I'm getting so many texts right now. Pam's been so sweet when I ran into her at Whole Foods or when I ran into her over here or there. But on the way out the door, we have to be self-serving. Are you surprised by the come up of Bonte Hill across from me over here?
Don't do this.
Are you impressed by the young man's come up?
He is the best. Come on, Jesse. Bonte is the best now. I'm telling you.
He's sucking up to me after taking shots.
Let me tell you. Thank God I'm attached to him.
Taking shots at me all day long, every single day. I can drill him because he's the finalist, Pam. See, he gets to get it. See, this is the cool part about being in media, right? You come up through the journalism schools and you do things the right way. Then you get this fan who's Joe Shasky, right? And he's the most passionate fan, but he's allowed to flip-flop every single day, and I have to deal with that. And it's not fair to say, well, you know what, it's Shasky being Shasky. But if I'm wrong about something, Pam, oh, I'm going to hear about it all. So I'm taking your advice. Less social media, less Twitter.
A good team. No, I mean this. I'm not just saying it because you asked me to come on your show. You guys make a great team, and it's fun to listen to you. And I love because you also do informative and uplifting stories. Like the thing you did yesterday on the mental health.
Oh, so appreciate that. Man, I love those interviews.
And they really, again, they're, you're having fun. You're having a lot of fun. But you're also giving important information for our community. And this is our community.
Yeah. No, we take take pride in being from San Francisco and being two homegrown guys who know this city and know this area, the Bay Area, that is. And so we take a lot of pride in that. And we like to have fun, man. We don't like to do the normal radio. Hey, it's Bonte and Jasky.
Let me tell you about what's coming up next. No, we're going to talk to the bullpen coach.
We're an acquired taste. I tell people, Pam, all the time. They're like, oh, man, we wake up and listen to you guys. I said, boy, you got to find another hobby, man.
My wife don't even listen.
Well, Pam, enjoy.
Congratulations.
I know we're still going to see you around, but 32 years.
Yeah.
In the Bay Area alone. Alone in the Bay Area. So we wanted to give you respect because we're watching from afar, and we appreciate what you've done over the years and what you continue to do here in the Bay Area.
Well, you are so kind. Thank you both very, very, very much. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Pam. Pam Moore, everybody. Round of applause. That was a lot of fun right there.
Pam
Moore right there. Pam Moore, Cron 4, retiring after 32 years. She eats for free in the Bay Area.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.